Well-Tempered Baroque is a production of the Classical Network. Funding for this program is provided by listener members like you, so please become a member at wwfm.org. Thank you. Welcome to Well-Tempered Baroque. I'm Dr. Louis Barrett. Johann Sebastian Bach is perhaps the most celebrated composer of the Baroque era. It might be surprising to hear that Bach had had limited musical training, for he produced some of the most complex and beautifully crafted music of the late Baroque era. Though he's considered the apex of the German Baroque tradition, his great-great-grandfather had actually fled the Counter-Reformation in the Habsburg legacy kingdom of Hungary, or more precisely, Bratislava, Slovakia, known then as Pressburg, and he settled in Weimar, Thuringia. This ancestor, Veit Bach, was a baker and an amateur musician, but his descendants would be regarded as the leading musicians of the entire region. One branch of his descendants settled in Eisenach, where Johann Sebastian was born. His father was civic music director and later a musician to Duke Johann Georg I. If tragedy had not struck, young Bach's father would have presented him at court, and the Duke would fund his studies with a renowned German organist. Then he would be sent to Venice or Rome to continue his studies, and he would discover opera and return as a ducal Kapellmeister. But this was not to happen, and a very different path awaited him. Bach's parents had both died by the time he was 10, so he was sent to live with his oldest brother, a competent organist but neither composer nor virtuoso. There's a story that he had a prized possession. This is a music manuscript of German keyboard music that included works of his own teacher Pachelbel, as well as the Germans Froberger and Karel. Young Johann Sebastian is said to have furtively copied and memorized the pieces in this collection, deconstructing and reassembling them in his mind, much to his brother's ire. Bach soon had to leave his brother's modest home as another child was on its way. Arrangements were made for him to go to Lüneburg to finally experience formal education in Lutheran orthodoxy, logic, rhetoric, Latin, Greek, arithmetic, history, geography, and poetry. The teenage boy walked, begged, and stole rides to make this 230-mile journey all alone. Once at school, he also received some music training and may have taken lessons with Georg Böhm. After 2 years at Lüneburg, he found a job at a ducal court as a footman, not as a musician. That came later. When he was 20, he took a leave from a post, a rather long one for which he was nearly arrested, and he traveled once again by foot. He went all the way to Lübeck to hear the elderly Danish-German organist Dietrich Buxtehude. He probably took some lessons with Buxtehude, and also with the Dutch-German organist Johann Adam Reinken. And thus, this was the extent of his formal training. The rest was self-guided, including studying the music of Antonio Vivaldi and François Couperin years later. Bach was always keen to preserve his family's legacy, as so many of his close relatives died when he was a child. He himself became a devoted father to his many children, and he wrote a detailed family genealogy. And most importantly, he helped to conserve an invaluable manuscript called the Altbachische Archiv, a collection of about 28 sacred works by his father's first cousins, Johann Michael and Johann Christoph Bach, three works by great-uncle Johannes, and one by great-uncle Heinrich, one by uncle Georg Christoph, and one by family friend Adam Dreser. Eventually bequeathed to the Berlin Zing Academy, the manuscript disappeared at the end of World War II, but it miraculously surfaced in Kiev in 1999. It was returned to Germany later that year by the government of Ukraine. So let's hear some of the music of these great 17th century musicians who inspired or taught Bach. And for those listeners in New Jersey and Pennsylvania, tomorrow, that's Saturday the 28th and Sunday the 29th, you can hear some of this music live at the La Fioca Concerts in Princeton and Sulbury, Bucks County, Pennsylvania, which I'll announce at the end of the show. Let's start with a composer we believe was represented in his brother's manuscript. This is a toccata by Johann Jakob Froberger, the German keyboardist who studied with Frescobaldi, sojourned in Paris, and who died 17 years before Bach was born. From him, Bach gained insight into imitative counterpoint and into the flamboyant toccata, which he would master. Gustav Leonhardt performs on an original 1640 Rooker's harpsichord.
Thank you.
We heard a toccata with a final on A by Johann Jakob Froberger, the great 17th century German harpsichordist and organist who had inspired Johann Sebastian Bach. Gustav Leonhardt was the artist. Not all of Bach's role models were Lutherans. Froberger had become Catholic when he studied in Rome, and Johann Caspar Karel represents the South German Catholic tradition. We're going to hear Karel's Sonata a Due, which illustrates the types of 17th century musical structures that were in vogue at the time Bach was growing up. The musicians are Ensemble Castor.
Thank you.
Ensemble Castor, and a performance of a sonata by Johann Caspar Karl, one of the German composers whose music influenced the young Johann Sebastian Bach. Johann Christoph Bach, a first cousin of Johann Sebastian's father, is well represented in the Altbachische Archiv. He lived from 1642 to 1703 and worked with Bach's father at the court, so Johann Sebastian certainly knew him. Though a close relative, he did not bring the young Bach to live with him when his parents died because he himself suffered illness in his immediate family and he also had significant financial stress. Nonetheless, his music had a profound effect on the young boy. This is his Cantata der Fisch des Herren, performed by Cantus Köln, directed by Konrad Ugenall.
Thank you.
We heard the Cantata Die Festen Herren of Johann Christoph Bach, performed by Cantus Kern, directed by Konrad Jugendhall. Georg Böhm was born in Thuringia in 1661. He might have studied briefly with the cantor of Ohrdruf, where Bach lived with his brother after his parents died. Adding to the connection to Bach is that the cantor's teachers were Johann Christoph Bach and his father Heinrich Bach. Georg Böhm settled in Lüneburg in 1697, where Bach came to study in 1700. There is no contemporaneous documentation to ascertain that Bach was actually his pupil, but we have a letter from Carl Philipp Emanuel Bach that states that his father studied Böhm's music, and Carl Philipp Emanuel believed his father took lessons with him. Either way, Böhm's music clearly served as a model for the young Bach. This is organist Christian Tevson performing the Prelude, Fugue, and Postlude in G minor of Georg Böhm.
Thank you.
we heard organist Christian Tersen playing the prelude, fugue, and postlude in G minor of Georg Böhm. We can clearly see an influence on Bach from this complex work. We've had entire episodes on Well-Tempered Baroque dedicated to Dietrich Buxtehude, so I won't say much about him now, other than to restate how much Bach admired the elderly master and was willing to risk his job and even his freedom to spend time with him. Here's a brief cantata of Buxtehude's, a work which shows the pathos of the Lutheran Church cantata, which of course Bach would be celebrated for. This is the cantata Befiehl dem Engel, dass kommt. We again hear Cantus Köln, directed by Konrad Jugendhal.
Yeah.
Konrad Jugenau leading Cantus Köln in a performance of Dietrich Buxtehude's cantata Befiehl den Engel, das hier kommt. Finally, we turn to Jan Adams Rankin, also known as Johannes Adam Rankin. He was born in Deventer, the Netherlands, the same town that produced the great Dutch keyboardist Sweelinck, and he came to Germany in 1654 to study with Sweelinck's pupil Scheidemann. Rankin lived an exceptionally long life for the time, dying in 1722, and unlike most of his contemporaries, he was financially savvy and left a large estate. He was a friend of Buxtehude, and certainly an influence on, if not a direct teacher of, Bach, who paid musical homage to him. We'll turn now to a rather substantial work of Rankin's. Not much of his music survives, by the way, but what does shows he was a clearly complex and highly artful composer, especially instrumental writing. And this piece is the Hortus Musicus in D minor. We hear in this piece some of the German-Italian figurations later enjoyed by Bach in his instrumental music. The ensemble performing the Hortus Musicus in D minor of Johann Adam Rankin is La Revue.
Thank you. Thank you.
We heard La Revue's performing the Ordis Musicus in D minor of Johann Adam Reinken. And that's our show for today. I hope you enjoyed our exploration of the music and musicians who influenced the young Johann Sebastian Bach. And if you want to hear more of the music that inspired Bach, my ensemble La Fioco is performing a program entitled Bach and Before. The concert is tomorrow, Saturday, October 28th at 7:30 p.m. at the Lutheran Church of the Messiah, 407 Nassau Street in Princeton, and on Sunday, October 29th at Trinity Episcopal Church in Solbury, Pennsylvania at 3 p.m. Our featured artist is countertenor Daniel Moody, who was a guest on Well-Tempered Baroque last year at this time. Works by Schütz, Curl, Dreza, Pachelbel, Buxtehude, Erlebach, and Johann Sebastian Bach. For more information, visit the La Fioco website at www.lafioco.org. That's www.lafioco.org. And thanks for listening today to Well-Tempered Baroque. And if you enjoyed the program, a production of the Classical Network, consider becoming a member of the Classical Network or a sponsor of this show. Visit us online at wwfm.org to learn more about our shows, to become a member, or to donate online. We're part of the global network of classical music lovers, and it is this global network that is the Classical Network. I'm Dr. Lewis Barrett. Have a great week.